your own.
I have the tarot card for session.
Okay,
14.
Cool.
Total here.
Right, all right. And then after that, we have the recording again.
Yeah, we do have a recording.
Okay.
Starting session 14.2. And there's more important stuff. Unless we find that that Jell and Mona are cattle lords.
No, please.
Jell and Mona, the ultimate tower lords.
Trying to cut in straight lines here, people.
Canonical tower lords. Most powerful tower lords.
Really? They have siblings. And then there's the in-laws.
Mona. Catch. What? Hit by a basketball. That's even
it's
actual basketball.
Basketball that's in the living room. It sits around in the living room.
Waiting for the next opportunity to be thrown at someone else. Deflated.
All day long.
Deflated. What are you doing?
I'm trying to plug in my computer so I can use it as a... Oh, here
he is. What are you trying to do?
Plug in computer.
Oh, can
two.
I power the section? Do I have to turn on the power here?
I don't know.
Oh, there we go.
There
you go. Okay. So, I'm setting up a... Because of that, it's reminded... Because the recording was lost, they're just reminding me to set up the backup mic here.
Okay.
Oh, true.
Which will just be my computer.
Something is something, you know.
Yeah. Mute. Sound. Okay, so while I'm setting up, I'll read them. Going back to the tarot cards. So the dealer dealt them tarot cards. Q's was the Empress. Okay, three sets of cards. One for the past, one for the present, and one for the future. Q was dealt the Empress, which signifies imbalance and female family members. I wonder what that's about. Okay.
His dad.
Who is Eros?
He's Eros, yeah.
It's Eros.
That would be awful.
Eros's card was, I have no idea, but it's whatever it was, it represented greediness.
Wasn't it just coins or something?
Something like that.
Something, number of coins.
Some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's probably...
four of coins, I think, actually.
Yeah, it is. Four coins.
Corot's represented profitable friendship, courage, and happiness. The stranger got the Nine of Cups, and he was kind of secretive about what that meant. Ever didn't want to look at the past. Dara got the Eight of Cups. In the present, the Q got the seven of coins, which meant bravery, intellectual victory, braver intellectuality, and victory. Eros got the fool, and the fool was dealt him upside down.
Upside down in the present, right?
In the present,
yeah.
And that meant rashness and instability. Kuro got got 17, the star.
Kuro?
17 of staffs?
Kuro, he got star, which is
17,
positively
the star.
Looking to the future.
Yeah. Positively truth, hope, and faith. The stranger got the seven of cups, new opportunities. Ever didn't look at the present. But I think it was, eventually look, but decided not to show the party.
Right.
Darstia got the magician,
mm-hmm.
and which represented bardhood. Now I went to the future ones. Kuro got judgment, which represented clear thinking and spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
The stranger got the five coins,
yep.
which meant change and the need to be careful. Q was not written, didn't write down.
Q got the emperor.
The Emperor, okay. Which is a llama, and he got his new groove.
That's right.
Q got the Emperor. Do you know what... Did you write down what it represented?
No, I didn't.
It represents the Sith. And Eros got blank card. And
the
then
future?
The dealer... Yeah, for the future. And then the dealer dealt again. It was another blank card. Just a whole set of blank cards. All the cards got... Just a bunch of cards. They're all blank. Darcia got the Sun. Which here it says represents an open parentheses and then nothing.
who got the Sun?
Darcia.
Yeah.
And the table got the Hanged Man. No. Someone got the.
Oh,
This is the whole table.
I believe Dealer Lorimer dealt out. Look for the Hangman.
That's right. Seek the Hangman, confront the High Priestess.
Yeah.
And then something the world.
Receive the world.
Receive the world.
Receive the world.
So, yeah, remember these. Seek the Hangman, confront the High Priestess, and receive the world. And I think that in the process of the next couple sessions, the party actually attempted to do that, except for the Receive the World, but I don't know.
No one knows.
I think Eros is always trying to receive the world.
I'm getting the world today, guys.
Aha. Okay, so the painting section was right after this. So there are a bunch of paintings that were purchased by Gortog. And,
this I don't remember at all.
And then, in particular, there was one painting that I think Kuro thought might be... The painting was of a woman. It was the same... Looked like the same artist as another painting. It might have been the same artist as the painting. All of them might be the same artist as a painting in Marek's. You know, like
the hazy faces.
The hazy faces, like Last Supper kind of, you know, thing. They all seem to be painted by the same artist, and Gortog collects them. And one of them was of a woman, and the woman seemed to match the description of the female general of the regime.
Okay.
So the regime...
I want to clarify that I think only the last one.
Only, not, they're not all the same woman.
No, no.
Only the last one has the same artist?
Yes.
Okay, so Gortog just collects different paintings. Only the picture of the woman was the same artist as the Marek painting.
And what was Gortog's justification for collecting the paintings? Do you remember this?
No.
This I'm having a bit hazy for me.
I believe, and if it's not what I said previously, or not what Gortog said previously, then this may be giving out more. I believe Gortog said that he is associated with filth. And these paintings are the filth of the world.
I think I remember something of that.
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, along those lines.
There is something else that, other business with Gortog at this instance. Do you remember?
I think Darcia looked at Gortog once or something like that. But with the rest of the party, no.
Okay. Maybe not in this instance then. But certainly with Gortog at some point.
Yeah. So then next, on the way to the gathering, the stranger met two jugglers wearing circle marks. And then, and then something happened, and Eros was brought to this unknown hallway where everything was white.
So I'll pick up from here. So what happens was, with the circus messengers, they juggle to deliver the message of trials ahead to the stranger.
Okay.
Then they go... They go through the gate of the gathering, and then they go to the circle of tents. They run to the JVJ fan. Ever is distracted by the other tent, for Marius Lazyfellow. But before anything can actually happen, Eros remembers Riddle Fun and then passes out. Unlike anything we've seen before.
What am I?
Right? No. So then Eros's dream happens.
Yeah, because they saw the tent for Rom Tiddle. right?
That's right.
I hate not having my notes.
Now you feel like Eros.
This is
yeah, right?
Like actually me.
In real life.
All right. You want to do the dream?
Oh, then... Yeah, so Eros went into this white place,
mm-hmm.
and there was a strange man there who is bald and was wearing circular glasses, but he seemed to have been largely built, but now he's very gaunt. And he repeatedly invited Eros to come join him and eat. And so Eros looked at the plate the man was eating, and there's a hand. Like this.
Oh, yeah.
He was slowly cutting the
hand.
Oh,
yeah, I remember
yeah.
that.
And then so Eros would run away into, run straight back, run away, and then he would go,
oh, this
and
was
the man...
this was a nightmare.
And the man
yeah.
would be there, sometimes facing Eros, sometimes not facing Eros, and then he would, his words were, good to see you again. Come, we have plenty.
Plenty.
Come, take a seat. We have plenty to eat. Yeah. He kept inviting Eros to eat. And so this kept happening, and then... I think what the party saw was Eros was just running like
right.
crazy.
That's right.
And Eros ran into something and through that process signed up the party for a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the challenge was the challenge where they were trying to stop the things from coming in to the room.
The archways.
The
oh,
yeah.
archways, yeah.
yeah.
There
and
were three
was,
archways.
Oh,
Jell and Mona.
Wow, that was a...
Jell and Mona
second,
kept talking.
Part two, nightmare.
Not only was it Jell and Mona, it was Jamie and Jaja.
Oh, yeah, Jamie and Jaja were there.
Jamie and Jaja. Jamie and Jaja. Oh, my God.
They were on a cruise.
Yeah, they were on a cruise.
Okay, so...
then
after this challenge...
The next thing was the concert. And so the concert, now you can begin to follow along if you want. So that's 14.2, that's attack on the concert. So I'll pick
up. You can have your phone there, so.
So people, some of the people that we saw there initially was, we saw Charlo performing on stage. We saw Carlos singing. We saw Stefan in the crowd. Kevin Retarly was there, so was the Stronger. And then Swole was Lord Baskerville. Those were important people that we really saw.
Okay, so are you reading from the session notes, or are you reading for your own notes?
That was my notes.
Okay, so from the beginning of the session, detail. So they were trying to get to this concert that's going on in the gathering. This is a big concert. And the concert's beginning, and there's this guy, this is Tiefling on stage, who is singing, and he has a funny accent. And he keeps saying the word beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful sounds, beautiful, beautiful. And they're trying to go to the concert, and they meet this kobold, Murray, who they've met before. They fought him before. Murray is pissed off, because he's pissed off, and he tells Q to shut off the thing, that thing, by which he means a timepiece. And I guess the party had turned down the volume on the timepiece, or maybe not. Maybe they just came to ignore it. But remember, the timepiece was giving inspiring quotes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
So Murray angrily tells Q to turn the timepiece off, and then it's been going on for 3 hours. Murray just grabs the timepiece, does something with it, it stops making inspiring quotes, and something called decision tree displays in the menu. And this decision tree activates, and then asks Q if it's okay to set up a relay and ask for permission to assess... Ask for permission to assess the situation, and the download is going to be 120 seconds or something like that. So they go, okay, yeah. Murray then tells the party that about the concert, tells them that the people on stage, like the dwarf guy playing the drums, the human warlock who's jamming out, who is named Faust, and he's obsessed with the concept of hell. Actually, DT.
Enumerates
the timepiece enumerates that. There's a
the tiefling.
Yeah, the tiefling is Charlot, and there's a familiar looking guy on stage singing. And they realize okay, yeah, this is Carlos. This is Carlos singing.
That's right.
And Murray said that Carlos joined the band. He claimed to speak Elvish, but he's singing in an unknown language that Darstia later identifies as Spanish, not Elvish. An unknown language. And so Darcia tells him that in order to go to the concert, to be okay at the concert, so to not get kicked out, they have to not spoil the mood. Mm. Right, because it's like one of those 80s dance party TV shows where everyone's dancing, and, you know, the audience is voting on whatever. Right. So they have to not spoil the mood or else they'll get kicked out. Because they don't, you know, hype up the concert by dancing. So Darcia suggests that they pair up low deck, you know, dexterous characters with low dexterous, clumsy characters, mm-hmm. right? And she uses her power called Synchro to pair people up. Eros is looking around. He looks at Q. He looks at Ever. And then immediately tries to pair up with Darcia. Darcia is not paired with Ever. Ever is upset and tries to get out of dancing by using a golem as a dance partner for Darcia. Kuro and the Stranger are paired up. Darcy and Ever, and Eros, of course, is paired with Q. He knew this would happen. Darcy activates Synchro, and then it was a dance time. They make it to the concert, dancing, you know. The Stranger and Kuro are doing huzzah dance.
A lot of disco moves and huzzah dance.
Like Darcia and Ever / Golem are doing some sort of waltz thing. Hokey pokey waltz thing, it turned out. They make it to the main kind of stage of the concert, and Carlos, they clearly see Carlos up there flailing and singing in Spanish. Okay, it's unknown language. Darcia detects danger. She says that she spoke with Gortog earlier. The party didn't see her speak, but they realized, oh yeah, she looked at Gortog once and must have communicated telepathically or something. Gortog said to be careful. There's going to be something weird, but he couldn't say any more because he has to remain neutral. He has a pact of neutrality. But but he encouraged Darcy to pay attention to what was being said. Now, that includes the words of the concert, and Darcy thinks it's a good idea. Now, everyone gets a bad feeling. All the sensitive people get a bad feeling. Ever and Kuro have a bad feeling. Dara thinks someone is going to try to upstage a concert. And now one way to upstage a concert is to attack people, because it gets you additional notoriety. Mm-hmm. Darcia is using Synchro, and Synchro shows the party names of the entire crowd of the concert. So the people on stage are called the Umbra Party. You have Carlos's Puzzle Party. When did he get it?
Because Dara used Synchro, it's not Synchro that's doing that.
Oh, it's not?
It's some sort of other data collection.
Oh, okay.
Synchro
okay.
only synchronizes people together.
All right,
you are
right.
Technically synchroed with Dara.
So Darcia's power shows the party names. Oh, yeah, because the party is synchroed with Darcia. Okay.
You can see that party names and even, like, health bars.
Right. So they're connected. So it's the Umbra Party. The other parties are, you know, the Kevin the Stronger. And they see Murray and Stefan there, the lion guy, the cloak. Carlos's tag is Puzzle. And the party's notoriety rises because he's the guy on stage. And they're mm-hmm. like, when did he, you know... And then Ever believes that maybe it was Puzzle spelled with an uppercase, you know, with an uppercase I instead or something like that. They're trying to figure out how to... He spelled his tag, so it looks like Puzzle, but really the L is an uppercase
I. Yeah.
Yeah. Dara then thinks that there's going to be an attack on people indicated. An attack on the people indicated, the filtered party names. Mm-hmm. Because attacks can raise notoriety. Most people wouldn't do that. So they need to... She tells the party that they have to try to work together to stop the attack without stopping the concert. And so the party looks around, and they immediately notice that there's an unknown shuffling person in the corner, surrounded by a bunch of people also shuffling, this mm-hmm. weird shuffling person. Yeah. And Dara has information on anyone, but there's a blank spot for that person in particular. And the party can see that, because they're synchro. This shuffling person is wearing a mask that seems to be made out of skin. And they notice that underneath the mask, when the mask moves, they can see teeth where the neck should be. So the party works together to try to alert the people they know in the crowd. The people around the shuffling figure are smoke and mirrors. The tiefling magic people are always getting beat. You know, they're supposed to be awesome. Yeah. Wow, smoke and mirrors. Puzzle party is always beating them. Everyone's always beating them. They're just kind of just... Oh, you know,
well, the only two times you've seen them is the puzzle party and the other time...
Yeah, wizard battle.
And
versus the prophets, they get destroyed. So Darcia tells the party that, you know, go talk to the people you know.
Uh-huh.
And they see Murray, right? Murray's like, okay, Murray goes, okay, I'm going to talk to the big guy. He goes to talk to the stronger. Goes terribly.
Right.
Kuro goes to talk to Stefan. It's not just that they saw Murray, but Murray has always been listening in. He's trying to get aware. And Q bites the bullet and goes to talk to Kevin Ricari. At this point, the song changes. So the song changes. And when the song changes, they get a really bad feeling. That when the song changes again, you know, the song has changed and they know that something bad's going to happen. Right. I think it was Darcia as a bard understood that. So,
that this would be the perfect time to strike.
Ever posts a golem near the stage. Says, okay, the golem goes to the stage to watch over things. And goes to talk to Baskerville, the Warforged guy,
mm-hmm.
who's nonverbal, who just kind of, you know, dances and does a robot. He's very nonverbal. All right, party goes, all right, try to talk to people. Murray fails. Ever is communicating nonverbally with Baskerville. Kurok tells Sir Stefan, as he calls him, that there's going to be an attack and they need to do that. All right, so there's Eros, instead of going to talk to people, sets up a sniping spot underneath the stage. Kulatari challenges Kevin Ritarli to protect the concert. Hugh says, I challenge you to protect this concert. Why? And Kevin Ritarli can't hear him. So then when Kevin Ritarli finally hears him, he says, let's go to the Stronger. The Stronger jumps. He jumps on the Stronger's back, and the Stronger jumps 500 feet into the air.
500 feet in the air.
And at this point, the attack happens. The attack is impending. Dara tells everyone, just go onto the stage, basically. Rush the stage. Dara teleports onto the stage and starts playing like the guitar or something. And through that creating a protective shield, but it's too late. The attack happens. There's a huge fireball that hits, but it hits Carlos. But everybody feels they've been damaged by the attack. Strangely, Dara uses what they recognize as animate dead on Carlos.
Mm.
The members of Smoke and Mirrors around this weird. The unknown creature are already dead, right? And in the instant that the fireball was launched, Eros went with his plan to shoot a cold bolt against the fireball. All right. So the fireball hits, looks like it only hits Carlos. Everybody in the party, at least, takes damage.
Mm.
So, and then the Stronger comes down from 500 feet, lands on the creature, and it looks like the Stronger has put his boot through the creature's body. But the creature's clearly dead, and this is a problem because this thing is going to be resurrected at the end of the day, like everything in the gathering. And what happened was that what the party realizes is that everyone felt they took damage because Darcy had spread the damage along all the people that they had talked to and had connected with. All right. So that
It looked like it only hit Carlos?
Yeah, it looked like it only hit Carlos.
Is that the reason why she spread it out? So Carlos would be
I believe
like super
that's
permadeath?
slightly incorrect. So there were two attacks. The second attack,
okay,
Dara had intercepted and spread the damage.
All right, so the first attack actually hit Carlos.
Hit Carlos, and Carlos, if you were watching the health bars that Dara projected on
everyone. Oh, that's why Carlos was dead.
Everyone was trying to block it out because it's too much information. Carlos was like beyond.
Yeah.
Triple, quadruple negative.
But isn't that, like, beyond death? Like, he can't even come back from that. But they rest.
Well, he's not unconscious. He's just straight up.
All right, he just comes
pure
back.
Pure dead.
Right.
And I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. During...
Can you go to the end of the song? Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
Oh, the end of the song.
It's important. So, this animated dead ritual is still working on Carlos. And Darcy is not controlling him, telling him how to sing. but for some reason, he's still singing, even though he's dead. Mm-hmm. It's not part of the ritual. And then at the very end, so DT fully activates. Completes, DT fully activates. And so that brings us to the next session. The next session began with us just talking as players about the different mysteries of everything, right? And then, so in the aftermath of this attack, Stefan is kicking the body of the creature, right? The unknown creature with the teeth. The concert is still going on. They see Gortog. Gortog announces the next act. Everyone in the concert seems kind of oblivious. Gortog announces the next act, Gino and the Unicorns, okay, and then comes to talk to the party. And now Gortog and the party are kind of like in their own world because everybody else is ignoring them. So they're kind of their own world. So Gortog speaks freely. Like Charlot gets off stage, and and here's where I didn't take so many notes. So did you want to skip
ahead? It goes pretty quickly from there.
Yeah.
The next thing is that Dara will take the bodies. I believe people help Dara bring the bodies.
Yeah, bring the bodies, and so they need to go to her tent. Mm. She has a tent. And when they get to... but before that, while they're still there, DT scans the crowd and identifies... Candy, the vice president of internal affairs. And I was confused, like, what's the vice president? But also known as Candy the Pink Butcher. But DT detects that Candy's not hostile. And at which point, at some point later, the DT talks about who the butchers are. The butchers are servants of the Tower Lords. The Tower Lords partly derive their power from the butchers themselves, but they're servants of the Tower Lords. The party's inspecting the tieflings. Stefan IDs the creature as Verossus and says he has an acquaintance who is a hunter who hunts this creature. And the origin of this creature is aberrant. Yeah, and Stefan's acquaintance has hunted this creature before, in the past, and so if this creature is there in the gathering, then Stefan's acquaintance is surely somewhere close to there as well.
Can I try and I'm going to outline the major thing from here. After this, everyone just I'm going to move on to the next part because mm-hmm. I'm trying to just outline the major events. It's the rest, I think, should be in the workflowy, if you're looking for details.
Well, I haven't filled it out yet.
Okay, so well, it will
after
be.
This, it's...
Eventually, it will be. So the next part is you guys, Ever goes home. Ever's like, I'm completely done with this. Goes home. Everyone else, you know, does their ordinary, I'm going to sleep in your room shuffle. Mm-hmm. And they all have a dream about the Oracle. So... And Ever is upset because Ever just wants to go home. So, during this dream,
the Oracle,
yes,
hooded okay. guy, black hood,
and I okay. think
not
they
cool,
identified.
Yeah.
I think they were able to link the Oracle with mm-hmm. The stranger's dream of the hanged man. Was that the stranger's dream? No. Well, there's some link to that, but they linked the Oracle with Q's dream.
That was very, yeah.
Q's dream of, so Q is watching a man with his family, whatever.
Oh, that was linked way behind, because he apologized to Q for...
He apologized to Q, which is reminding, this is the same guy. Yeah.
Halfway through this dream, the Oracle is trying to help, and then he says, good luck. And he kind of says, I have to go. And he...
Yeah, the Oracle was, like, telling them stuff, and the party was asking questions. The Oracle even, like, summoned blankets and pillows for them to mm-hmm. sit on. In this weird place, but then all of a sudden the Oracle says, "Okay, I must leave." Go and everyone's like, "Where are you going?" And then this dream expanse changes
with a thick, misty or fog or cloud, or something.
Yeah, that's right. A really creepy thing.
And the woman who Bryce has started calling the Banshee. I'm not sure if Q is. Has Q started calling it the Banshee?
Yep.
All right, Q has started calling it the Banshee. It comes in. It doesn't have any eyes. And it acts in a certain way. It says, oh, cookies for me. It reaches down and picks up a cookie and eats it. And you have a small conversation, and it's looking for something.
I think it's looking for... The Banshee is looking for him. Where is he?
Where is he?
Our whole party's there, right?
The whole party's there, much to Everett's chagrin. And then the Banshee notices the doll.
The Darcia doll.
Darcia.
It was either Ever or the Stranger.
Yeah.
It's just sitting on the shoulder. And she pulls it to her, and she starts playing with it, brushing its hair. Mm-hmm. At some point, she brushes too hard, and the head falls off. She starts panicking. But very shortly after this, everyone wakes up in... And unfortunately, Ever is like, oh, okay, I'm at home, it's fine. Ever was in the inn as well. And
oh, yeah.
I think they woke up because Eros shot the...
Oh, yes.
The strange woman. Like, right. Okay, that's it, shoot.
Of course, that's what happened.
And so everyone woke up.
I don't remember that part.
And so they're in the inn, right?
The normal thing that happens.
And Mark's granddaughter is asking.
Right.
Is
she at the top of the stairs? We're like, we're upstairs, right?
Yeah, she's upstairs, and... She's, like, looking for someone. She's like, is that your friend? The person's scary.
Yeah.
You guys get downstairs, and the Banshee is there. And Darcia doesn't notice her.
Yeah, Darcia's, like, sitting there in the chair, and the Banshee's behind Darcia.
Didn't we shoot her?
Yes.
And so, but first, what happens is this apparition is different, because it has eyes,
mm-hmm.
but no mouth, and I think Bryce
says
no hands,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of different.
But it picks up a cookie... And the cookie just disappears.
So the one in the dream had
no eyes
in the mouth?
No eyes
and had
mouth.
Hands.
Had hands. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Does the one in real life have no hands?
This
just
one
has
had
hands.
No...
The hands haven't changed.
The hands change.
What about the ears?
No.
What about the nose, though?
The nose? It's a carrot.
Maybe you haven't seen a nose.
It's a carrot.
Maybe there is no nose.
Ooh.
I don't know. We're going through the senses here.
Yeah.
You didn't notice anything about ears or nose, but maybe you weren't looking for it. There was no change in it, but that doesn't mean it was there.
Mm. Oh, the oracle. Eros is like, show me your face to the oracle before. Show me your face. And then the oracle's like, if you insist. And he started, and Eros is like, no, don't. But then Eros, like, everyone says, and then Ever said, look, if you don't want to see it, we're just going to go look, and you turn around, look away. And I was like, no, this is a bad idea. This is still a bad idea. So the oracle opens the hood, and there's no face there. Completely faceless. And I was like, shit. Okay, but going back, yeah.
So the Banshee is brushing Dara's hair, and at this point, everyone is like, no! And...
Because it looks like the same
thing. Q is like, Eros, and he's like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Always what he does.
Eros, do the thing.
I'm on it.
Shoot
Got
something.
It. No problem.
Got it.
I'm on it. And then Ross in real life rolled a one.
Right.
Oh, my God. That was so bad. Oh, my God.
This time.
He rolled a one in real life.
Oh, my God.
And he Rossed it, and he crit on the... Oh,
yeah,
no. He double Rossed it. It was a double... It was a double one, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, second one was
it
a
was
one.
It was a double one. One, and then he rossed it a second time. And everyone was like, and you were like, how bad can this go? How bad does this go? And it's pretty much exponential.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
What
yeah.
is a crit fail exponent? What is a crit fail square? Does it, the world blow up?
Yeah.
Is puzzle over? But he rossed it. And she screeched and disappeared. All right.
The girls fell, like, down the stairs or something.
Yep. Yeah, that's
right.
How he came down. He just...
Right. But he shot the apparition.
He shot the Banshee, yes.
So the initial one was for walking down the stairs. He fell.
No, he was trying to shoot her.
He was already fumbling.
He was just, like, walking down the stairs, like, okay, here we go. And then he
I like how you bob, like, as an FPS
right, like,
game.
He went like that, and then he fell, like, horizontally sideways off of the stairs.
Okay, so after this,
Dara didn't even know.
Dara didn't know.
Not at all.
Did anybody explain to her what went on?
I don't think
yep.
Tried. Oh, did we?
So Q tried to explain.
Right.
I'm sure Ever tried and failed.
Ever was like shaking her. Q was like crying.
Oh, and there was something strange in this room, right?
Yeah, it was the picture. Mm. The picture was replaced by, like, this gigantic zoom-in of the Banshee's face.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Right.
Didn't we ask Dara what she saw in the picture? Did we ask her?
Yeah, I think so.
We did. She saw the people, didn't she?
She saw the people.
A normal thing.
Yeah.
And there's another... So, in the dream, I think there's also this mist that appeared.
The mist was also present in real life.
And the kids saw her.
That's right. The kids saw her. The animal saw her. That's where she took the cookie from.
So only Dara didn't.
That's right. Yeah. And then there was also this time freeze that happened because as soon as everything started moving or the Banshee disappeared, Kevin Retarly stumbled through the door, reminds Q about the friendship off.
Yeah, there were three people.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately, right after this very frightening scene,
yeah,
it was interrupted by Kevin Retarly and the Stronger, who Kevin Retarly had no idea what 3 days time meant, but he just wanted to say that the friendship off was going to happen tomorrow, I think.
Right.
And then they left, and the person who left the final person was Stefan, who came to the inn.
Stefan explains that the body has disappeared. The body of Arusus has disappeared. So he goes off to do his own business. The party decides that we're going to go to the casino to go see Gortok to see what's up with his body.
Because Gortok was supposed to take care of it.
That's right.
Or they thought he was going to.
Right. And on the way there, we decide to warn everybody about the body. All the people that we know, basically the mentors. It takes a while, but we eventually get to the casino. And I don't know if we saw Gortok or not. Did we see Gortok? I can't remember, but another important thing that happens is that we go and we check on, we try to confront the priestess, as the tarot card said. We confront the priestess, we find out...
We go to charity.
Yeah, all the way to charity.
All the way to charity,
just... and then go through and it's, like, different.
Yeah.
Right.
So they went not just... Because time moves differently, so this is kind of risky. But not just... They went from the casino, right... to charity, and they go into the tent, and it's different, and there's...
Dead body.
There's a dead body there that's been dead for a long time. It's like a female
shit,
dead
that
body.
Right.
And then something happened in the room, something weird. We try to go outside again,
and it's not
the place where we were. It wasn't charity. It was, Q identified it as the missing lance. But a couple people, these guys called the executioners, who were wearing these burlap sacks...
I want to point out that Q named them the executioners immediately. Like, there was no name or anything.
Right.
They were wearing burlap sacks for masks.
How did Q know?
Oh, he just calls them that, because that's what they look like.
Yeah.
Ever is the first one. Ever is ready to go. This one pushes Ever back in and says, "You stay in there until you think it's time to come out." He gives Ever something. A pin off of his coat. And, he gave Ever, he told Ever to do something with it. I think he said to sell it.
I don't remember.
Something like that.
I think the next thing is that we are transported back to...
You try to see the priestess.
Yeah.
You barge in the door multiple times.
Old woman.
There's an old woman changing. Eros is like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he leaves.
That was true. Yeah.
And you have to imagine it like this. She throws up her hands, so there's...
Oh. I imagine it pixelated, actually. It's like pixels, and there's too much moving. Like, what's behind the pixels?
No. Pendulum of pixels.
There's, Okay, I think the next major event is that we try to do the trial of circus. So we try to get to the tree where we found the stranger's book.
I want to point out something happens before that.
Okay,
what I was talking about with Gortog earlier, Gortog wants that pin, and he will. He says, "Name your price." Essentially.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Name your price.
Let's do it.
Everyone's like, no. Eros says, yeah. Alright, so, then we get to the, we try to get to the tree. We're confronted by a lightning elemental and a warforged. This is the combat encounter that was almost impossible.
This, like, you go to the tree and then it becomes this field, like this vast field.
Yep. We try to fight them, but then we decide to run.
Yeah.
Then the juggler comes.
Oh, yeah.
Saves our asses.
Isn't Jova there?
Jova's there.
Jova was already there when the battle... There's this guy, new guy named Jova.
When you got to the casino, you were leaving the casino, essentially. Right. And you see Verossus, I believe.
Yep.
And you guys are like, whoa. And Verossus has a bag. And he's dragging it.
Mm.
And you...
It's like a bloody sack.
It looks like a bloody sack. And about that time, Jova appears, and I think Q is probably the first one to speak up. Like, don't. Jova just, like, knocks this guy back, wraps him in chains, and he has subdued Verossus.
Who's Jova again?
He's this
huge,
he's this big, like, burly mercenary.
He's a half-orc.
Bounty hunter, a half-orc, badass guy.
Hangs around where?
We've never seen him before.
He was just in Carnival.
He was in Carnival.
Yeah.
And he just subdued who?
Verossus.
The nasty-ass mime creature.
The one that killed Carlos Incinerator.
Who was killed and then came back.
Right.
That's right.
Gotcha. And so he's probably the friend dude?
We're not sure.
Okay.
We are not sure, actually. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So subdued Verossus, tree happens, we get back, and the last thing we hear is the laugh of the Banshee. And fog starting to fill the place. Also, in the burlap sack, we find out that inside the burlap sack is the arm of the stronger. Unmistakably stronger.
How do we know it's a burlap sack? It's always a burlap sack.
Or the burlap sack.
This one is specifically a sack. I don't know.
It's
the only thing they ever make sacks out of.
The burlap sack.
A silk sack.
Wasn't the burlap sack an important, it was a key item in book one?
Yes.
Because, the stranger was wearing it or something?
The stranger had a burlap sack.
The stranger had the burlap sack because that's what we used to cover the safe.
Oh, that's why it was called the burlap sack. That's where you cover the vault with the burlap sack.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, why is it a burlap sack?
It's normal.
It's otherwise the safe is too heavy to move. You can't move it. And it's just the dimensional portal.
Then it becomes a panel.
If you cover it.
If you cover the pictures.
Yeah.
With the burlap sack.
With the burlap sack.
Okay.
Do we still have the burlap sack?
Of course.
We carry it.
Of course. We have to.
We carry the panel and the safe.
Yeah.
All right. So, no, the...
Inside the vault are, dozens of meat pies.
And the fountain.
Of meat pies, dude.
Probably 100. The stranger ordered all of them in a fountain of mashed potatoes?
Mashed potato fountain.
Mashed potato.
But the magicycles...
Aren't
the magicycles
The magicycles, they left in charity...
with Gortog.
They left in charity with Gortog on the festival grounds during this weird maze race.
Oh, that's right.
They just left it. They're like, okay, time to go. Got everything good. They just left the magicycles there in the middle of the field.
Priceless artifacts.
Whatever.
That they took from the tower.
Yeah.
Left it there in a bee festival.
Okay. So, I really feel like the party is like a bunch of kids who don't clean up after themselves. That's what they
are. Yeah, good. Let's go. All
right, guys. Time to go. Time to go play.
You leave the car.
Yeah.
Leave the car running.
And you walk home. Just leave the car.
Or we take an airport or something.
Oh man, I hate walking so much. Wish we had a car.
Hugh, let me ride on your disc.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Push the books.
Push the books away. Just throw the books on the ground.
And then the books come back on the disc.
So there are a couple of details. So going back to the order of events, they go to the casino. See Verossus is dragging the bloody bag. They see Jova there. Jova's going over. They try to stop Jova. Jova uses the chains to subdue Verossus. Then they're sucked into the challenge of circus, the trial of circus or something that these jugglers had warned the stranger about before. So they go there, and that thing, the party doesn't run away. That whole thing is interrupted by the juggler. Do you remember the juggler who was juggling this hurricane cloud of pots and pans? And who was sleeping, and they woke up with the prophets. Okay, So it was interrupted, and the juggler said, "This is not how the story goes," or something.
During this part, Jova unwraps Verossus, and holding on to the chains, says, "Torog binds you."
Yeah, and so Torog is an evil deity.
Not a torment.
So, right, and Bryce, do you have any details between that and them? Where are they when they go into the streets? Are they in Carnival?
Yes, they're outside of the casino. They're right outside the casino.
Yeah, and it ended with them hearing, seeing fog fill the streets and hearing laughter.
Okay, that's where we are.
And that's where we are. Okay. So you see fog fill the streets, and the world has gone a little bit grayish.
Where are we on HP? Have we gone through encounters?
Yeah. are like low HP.
Are we really?
I don't know what mine is at. I don't know that I have a record of it anywhere.
Some of the party weren't quite attacked,
you know,
but
what?
They
I'm,
used powers.
Honestly, I bet Ever wasn't attacked.
Ever probably wasn't attacked.
But I don't know what powers I used, because I had them. Wait.
I don't think you burned any dailies. Nobody
no,
burned
only
any
Kuro
dailies.
Used a daily.
No.
Kuro used... Because when they got sucked in the Trial of Circus,
use the wall.
And there is this lightning elemental thing, like crab-like thing coming, Kuro went and Kuro summoned a wall that rose out of the ground.
To try and split them.
To try and split that, to delay the other thing.
Okay. Do you guys have any other questions so far? Anything that you think your character would have paid attention to?
So I just want to make sure that we know who's there. The puzzle party is there.
Mm-hmm.
Gortog is not there. Verossus and Jova are there.
Verossus and Jova. Jova still has Verossus on the chain.
Okay. Are there people around the entrance of the casino, or are they by themselves?
They don't see anyone.
They don't see anybody else.
It's not a full clearing.
Right.
But immediately close to them, they might see some people in the distance.
But
immediately close, no one.
Is there fog already appearing?
The fog is almost surrounding them.
All right, do they have eyes on the Banshee?
No, you just hear the laughter.
Okay.
What was the Banshee wearing?
White robes. No,
like,
white
like
robes.
White
like
white nightgown or something?
I wouldn't say... Maybe a nightgown would be.
Kind of
like the
it's
ring.
Kind of what I imagined.
Yeah, I always imagined the
I might
ring.
Actually have a picture that might represent her well enough.
I thought you meant from
I don't know
Rings,
if it's
like,
perfect.
We're going in a different direction. But yeah.
What is a Lord of the Rings nightgown?
Oh, man, I don't know.
The freaking ring rates.
Is it like,
really
like Gollum and a heart?
But yeah, like that.
Let me see if I can find. So I have, that's the mime avatar. And I think this is... think that is a good representation.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to drop it into...
Yeah, pass through the eraser.
I don't know how charged it is.
Is that an Edge? Which one is that?
No, this is super old. This is my same old phone.
Oh.
Your S3?
It's an S3. I have the S6 now. I just have to activate it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
And I haven't gotten around to it.
Can we share dice, Marlon?
What?
Can we share dice?
We can try as long as you have. I don't have the full set.
I'm gonna throw out there the fact that it's 8:15.
You're missing the D6,
and I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna start and then stop and then start.
Okay,
that's fine.
That's pretty much.
I'm sure that we can order online.
We could
and pick up or.
Or scavenge what you were talking about.
Yeah, or totally scavenge.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna quickly drop one thing if I still have internet access into the puzzle channel. I don't have internet access for some reason.
Yeah, I lost.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't have internet access. But here is wait. Actually, maybe I have a better picture.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Okay. So here is what I will say is a decent representation of her, what she's wearing. Ignore the thing in the back.
That looks like from the side. It looks like a.
What?
Like
the one in the front?
The one in the front.
Okay,
oh,
so
like
it's not kind of like
a dress gown.
It's a ball gown.
Oh, it's kind of fancy. It's not like all torn up. And
it's not torn up.
It's not something you would wear.
It's not Miss Havisham. It's not that kind of...
Miss Havisham. Yeah,
yeah.
That's. I remember talking about that.
It's not that. She looks elegant, but...
Creepy.
But scary.
But creepy, yeah.
Yeah, but scary.
I would drop it into
scary
Slack, but my computer is lacking internet, which is okay. I don't need it right now.
It doesn't work, the thing, I think.
Yeah, I'm not having internet right now. It's fine. You hear the laughter. Very familiar laughter.
Mm-hmm.
On the banshee.
Are we finally gonna battle this freaking thing?
Yeah. I hope so.
Me too. Sounds ecstatic.
See her drift in with her arms wide. And the first thing you notice is that her hair is very still, actually, even though she's moving.
Ah, yeah. I can see that. Does she have eyes or a mouth?
But you feel that you feel a slight breeze around you.
Eyes or a mouth?
Looking carefully, you can see both.
Hey, that's different, right? What is that different?
Yes.
Okay.
Jova is very taken aback. Here he is holding onto Verosis, having bound this creature by in Torog's name.
Did he look like it was just another day for him, like another average day?
With Verosis and all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but he now mentioned, he's taken aback.
He mentioned that he was possibly takes down creatures as a...
Oh, so he's definitely that guy.
Yeah. Handles demons sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do we ask him if he knew Stefan?
You can ask him now, but he is focused on this creature with a ball gown. This banshee, as you've called her. And her eyes are wide. And she looks among all of you.
Sir Jova, do you know this thing?
Jova doesn't answer.
He's
just staring, and he's kind of horrified. And you hear,
you found him!
Okay, Eros readies the anti-scary bolt that he's got.
Anti-scary bolt. Very good. Good job.
Dude, doesn't he have, like, an anti-magic bolt?
He does have an anti-magic bolt.
Well, he used one. He has two. He has only two.
This is your second one.
Eros, look at Eros' face. He's about to shoot that shit.
If you tilt the crossbow like that, the bolt falls.
Rolls.
Hey, Ross, I'm trying to look cool.
He tells himself.
The stranger looks to the smart members of the party for guidance.
Hold on.
He doesn't look at Eros at all.
Is the Banshee's line of sight on Jova?
It's hard to tell from this distance.
Okay.
Because her eyes are darting, but she has her arms open. And what she has hands.
What is DT seeing at this
point? DT is not with you.
Oh, did DT get separated?
DT got separated when the tree happened.
Oh, that's right.
Can Q take out the celestial timepiece?
No, DT is a celestial timepiece.
Is the celestial timepiece?
Right, it's a floating bunny head.
But what happened to the celestial timepiece?
It turned into a floating bunny head.
I thought it was just a projection.
Q does have the scouter.
Yeah, it is a fucking floating bunny head.
Q was going to turn the scouter.
Oh, no, we fixed it.
Yep.
The scouter was
good.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's something you remember.
Right? You remember something. That's completely out of character. Unless you look like he's like, oh man, we have nothing. That's fixed.
God damn it, super magic works. Stop looking, try looking cool. Hey, it's fixed. Oh, nice.
All right.
Koro would like to do. Okay, what is Koro sense from the?
Just sense in general.
Yeah.
Roll insight. Does Ever want to also roll insight?
Oh yes.
And think about what is Ever trying to gather in this information.
Oh my god.
The intent of this creature.
Eros
because it's clear that her intent is not to fight us. She's not here to battle us. So what does she want? What is she trying to get?
Eros completely disagrees.
34.
Insight. What am I rolling?
Insight.
No, these are not my things. There they are.
Eros rolls an 11.
Is that your new
34.
One? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Eros got an 11.
Eros is...
Over 10, I don't know.
Disagreeing... So. Over everything.
Well, I mean, Who doesn't show up to fight, though? Come on.
Who doesn't want to challenge?
Ever and Kuro only sense joy from this creature. She seems overjoyed to see someone.
Okay.
Is
what do you guys think?
From this, is her attention on Jova?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So is this information being passed on like immediately to each one of the people?
Are we linked?
Yeah, Kuro is whispering really loudly as usual.
Yeah.
Mm.
Since the Banshee is laughing to herself, she probably can't hear you.
Okay. And she's looking straight at...
Her eyes are darting everywhere.
Mm.
But you feel that she's talking about Jova.
Okay.
Or they do. Eros just thinks...
Well, he heard what they said.
What's the evil thing called?
The They're referring to it as the Banshee.
Not the Banshee.
Oh, Varossus. V-O-R-O-S-S-U-S.
Okay, whatever, I don't care.
V-O-R-O-S-S.
Ross.
U-S or O-S?
Oh, no.
U-S.
The V-O-R-O-S-S.
I think it's U-S, but I'm not
sure. Oh, U-S?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
.U-S.
V-O-R-O-S-S.
V-O-R-O-S-S-U-S.
Okay, great.
Okay, he says into the headset. All right, primary objective: protect Jova and any bystanders.
Where's Darstia?
Darstia.
Did she stay at the?
Darstia hasn't been with you this entire time.
Mm. But she stayed at the inn.
She stayed at the inn.
Okay.
It's hard to see the inn from here. Everything is shrouded.
Right, with the fog.
Mm. Okay.
Does it feel like we're disconnected a little bit? Not. Like, you know, if a fog rolls in, but someone's playing a drum next to you, like, over there where you can't see him, you feel like there's still movement, like,
right,
you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You still hear people.
And you're in Carnival.
Right, it's
where there's
like,
tons of people all the time.
Music,
you
people
can't
talking.
Sense anything
so
around.
So we feel like there's
you're
a
not even sure, yeah. It's hard to, like, you have visual
Ever
contact.
Wants to try and pop his head into the casino. We're right outside it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to try and, like...
Walk in.
Yeah.
Ever gets to the door and doesn't know where to move. As if it's not there at all.
Okay, we're
Ever, stop trying to run away. Come on.
Where is...
Looking into the casino, which doesn't have doors. It just has an archway. It's the fog. You can't even, like, reach the casino entrance. But you know it's there.
It's
right
like
there.
As if, you know, that used to be a road, but you're looking at it and, like, where's the road?
It should be right there.
You
yeah.
can't
it's
even
not a wall
you can't
or
even
anything.
Find the energy to move forward.
Yeah.
Mm. That's so weird.
Let me guess. This sort of entrapment is because of the effect of the Banshee's presence.
Kuro would like to see if they're in a dream.
I was just thinking.
Okay.
Is it somehow related to dreams?
Kuro, roll insight. Q, roll intelligence.
Exactly.
What? Or roll arcana, actually. I'll allow you to do this.
Oh, shit.
Q should boss that. Q thinks that... Q's not sure, but he fumbles. He's thinking about this, and something falls out of his bag.
Magic.
What is it?
It's a trinket that someone gave him.
Trinket.
Is it a trinket or a machine?
Closer to a machine.
Is it something that Aqua gave him?
Yes.
It is. Oh, it's the thing that detects whether we're in a dream or not. Is it active? Is it active?
It's going crazy.
We're probably in a dream. Whose dream?
Oh, it's got to be mine, guys. Sorry. I'm probably dreaming again.
Is anybody sleeping?
Maybe this Banshee can pull people into her own dreamlike thing.
Maybe. That's a good hypothesis.
She's close the distance.
Oh,
give me one reason.
Well, Kuro is trying to stand between the Banshee and Jova.
Jova is shaking with fear, and you hear him quietly say, "Who is that?"
Q's gonna go stand next to Kuro. So this is how I imagine it. It's just like, Jova's here,
mm-hmm.
and then here comes the Banshee, giant cup, okay? And then everybody else is over here, and then Varossus is like somewhere like right next to it, and like, Kuro... You, Ever, and like the stranger, and
What does weakened do?
Weakened? Weakened, the creature deals half damage automatically.
Where's Eros?
Eros is somewhere.
Okay.
But Q says into the headset, okay, everybody, primary objective, protect Jovo. Secondary objective, stop the Banshee.
Okay.
Done. And that's all.
Are we able to take actions right now?
Yeah, you're just shuffling around, and
okay.
You feel, you don't think that the Banshee is moving closer to you. You feel that the world is moving closer to the
like
Banshee.
Like space is expanding.
Not quite. It's like
no.
As if you're being.
It's like we're in a theater, right? And the rest of the world is like
headed.
Someone's carrying the theater closer to the.
It feels like the ground itself is moving towards the Banshee.
Right, it's a space between objects that's shrinking.
Yeah.
Like, the same way outer space is expanding.
Oh.
Oh, the opposite.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, the opposite.
Oh,
way.
I got it.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
I got it.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even
I'm going to.
The distance between other objects is shrinking.
No, just you.
It's
and
just.
The
band. Yeah. I am going to send my spirit over next to Jova, and I will cast or use Faces of the Fallen, which actually I'm going to send it closer to the Banshee.
She looks excited.
And the effect of Faces of the Fallen is that if the enemy is adjacent to my spirit, it is weakened until the start of its next turn.
Nice.
So.
Okay. She looks excited. And she says, a toy.
Oh, God.
She's looking at it very carefully.
It doesn't move. It's just sitting.
She looks around.
Eros, do the thing.
Yep.
Do the thing, Eros.
She tilts her head and looks at Jova.
Oh, my God.
She says, what is your name?
Do it. Shoot.
Eros is going to shoot.
Eros is going to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Roll the attack.
All right, let's do this. You want to roll it there or you want to roll it here?
You want me to roll it?
Yeah, roll it for me.
Okay.
It's a slight flourish.
Oh, no.
What is wrong with your...
Oh, my God.
Okay, we'll see.
It's like a tennis lob.
Oh!
What happens?
It sticks in her shoulder.
Nice.
I meant to do that.
Roll damage.
Alright.
Oh, God. Q's just covering his face. Oh, my God. Don't. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't
have
D6,
right?
Yeah, we only have like one.
Oh,
we
yeah,
have so little dice today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. What is that? 16 damage.
Okay.
Target hasn't acted yet, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Sneak attack.
Aggressive advantage.
Right.
So. Aggressive advantage.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's actually first strike.
What is it? 2d8?
2d8 is your sneak attack? I'm pretty sure.
It's 3d8
now? You're at least 3d8.
Nice. 1, 8, 12. Okay, so that's 16 plus 12 is 28. Plus 3 damage is 31.
My computer froze.
Target gains vulnerable 5 cold.
Oh my God.
Until end of turn. Wait, then doesn't that mean it takes an extra 5 damage?
After,
though.
Yeah,
oh,
once you
nice.
Shoot it again, because
okay.
of your frost.
And target is rattled. -2 to attack rolls until end of next turn.
But she's rattled.
Hmm?
But she is rattled, right?
Yeah. She's
okay.
rattled, yeah.
Right. Give me a second, I have to restart my computer, unfortunately.
Oh, it freezes.
It actually froze. It's never done this.
Oh, shit.
But I haven't used it. I've used iTunes very sparingly in the past.
Okay, so is this an undead creature? Kuro never tried to...
Oh, Kuro wants to figure out if it's an undead creature.
Yes.
Roll religion. That's my speaker,
27.
Sorry. No, it's not an undead creature.
Banshee took over my computer.
What is it?
It's
doing starting and restarting
it's
over
doing
and over
a
again.
Restart loop.
Your computer is?
Oh, shit, is it?
That's not good.
Is it fucked? Is it overheating?
Is it overheating?
Nope. All right.
Still doing it.
This is oddly thematic.
In the darkness.
So your power goes out again.
Now. Okay. Because of iTunes. I never use iTunes. I only use iTunes for puzzle, actually.
Freaking iTunes.
iTunes.
Okay, so, do you want to wait for the computer to boot? Do we want to talk for a moment about what we're going to do for food?
Yeah, you want
okay.
you want to just
let's
break
just
there?
That.
I mean...
Do you? Make the call, guys?
What do
I mean,
do?
We might as well, if that's going to not be up.
It's going to be up, like, in a moment.
Oh, okay.
I can stop in, give me, like, 3 minutes, and then we'll...
Yeah.
But
yeah.
let's talk now while I'm still booting up.
Sure.
What are we doing for... Are we going to order? Are we going to scavenge? What...
I'm down to do anything, actually. I'm actually good on macros today, so I can eat a little bit.
Good.
I'm
down to order if there's something in particular you want. I'd probably eat hot dogs anyway, though. And you know
me,
chips.
I don't really care.
I'm going to eat whatever food's around. So if it's ordered, I'll eat it. If it's not ordered... I'll eat it.
So we have no decision.
Okay.
So
then
nobody cares.
Let's order.
Okay.
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 That's fine.
Let's eat fresh hot food. Right now we can, if it's okay with Dylan, we can snack.
That's fine, yeah, we'll pull out snacks.
Okay. Alright, let's have like 3 options to choose from and then just quickly choose from them.
What can you eat?
What can
Don't worry about me. Like my stomach's been like better.
Can you
oh,
eat
wow.
cheese?
Yes. So I can have dairy unlimited now.
I thought you couldn't.
Unlimited
cheese.
Dairy works.
That,
yeah.
that
well,
fixed.
My stupid digestive system is inconsistent.
Mm.
And, like,
okay.
there are periods where it's super sensitive and periods where it's totally
well, that makes
fine.
Sense. Yeah.
Are you still avoiding gluten in general?
Yes, yeah. But, like,
so you can't eat
regular
pizza.
Chinese food that's not breaded, totally fine.
Okay, cool.
I can eat 10 Cheez-Its, and I'm pretty much fine.
Mm.
I can't eat a small handful of french fries that have breaded seasoning, because
mm-hmm.
that makes me sick.
Wow.
Which is weird, but I think it's, like, the fat...
With breads,
like,
french fries.
Like, you know, like, the curly fries
oh, yeah,
that have, like,
yeah.
the seasoning on the outside?
Oh,
Part
yeah.
Part of that is,
that makes
like,
sense.
A coating.
Flour,
yeah.
The
yeah.
crunchy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, yeah, like, I eat a handful of those when I get sick.
Mm.
But I think it's, like, the fatty... wheat combination.
Possibly it just bothers you.
Yeah,
stomach.
But I can have beer. Like, I can have normal beer.
I'm so
happy.
Oh,
normal
beer. I'm so happy
what?
For you.
I know.
What the hell?
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm so happy for
you.
I know
bacteria.
That was
yeah,
a big deal.
Yeah, I
guess. Really something really weird with your bacteria.
So strange. I don't really know. But, like, I'm honestly, like, at this point, I'm just feeling it out.
I'm
going to
get a poop
yeah.
transplant eventually, hopefully.
You should. Get just you know how it works, right? They just stick a giant tube up your butt and they shove poop.
You know
no.
what's really bad? Someone was really excited.
Really?
You don't know that?
No, it's they transplant the bacteria.
Zach is
no,
almost
no,
like
they
that's,
put
that's
the, how you do it.
They put
you just
the,
shove a giant tube up a thing. And
it's a fecal transplant for a reason, dude.
They really put the poop
yeah.
in.
And even better, someone who was excited on Gawker because fuck Gawker. Someone who was excited on Gawker talked about a do-it-yourself fecal transplant.
Oh.
How can you do it yourself?
You freeze
just
it.
Find a giant...
No.
You freeze it.
That's not even... That's the second... That's step two. Step one is the problem. Where do you get it from?
What do you mean, where you get it from?
The nearest... Your next-door neighbor.
You get it from the closest...
No, you get it from a donor.
Yeah.
Usually
a relative.
Bryce is offering.
I thought he was saying your parents. I thought he was saying your parents. He's like, Jill and Mona, go to this. Go to the donor. It's like,
imagine my
but it's
what
do you
think
$50
green
coupon.
Tooth there, the foam sword. The padded weapon
oh,
over
yeah,
there. Where else does that
in.
Go? Boom.
Okay. Options.
So, is there
I like Chinese.
There's Wawa. There's.
I think if we do like a Chinese order,
uh-huh.
I think that's pretty. I think I'm
pretty solid
because I've heard about that.
Yeah.
So I think they have like dinner specials and whatever, right?
Yeah.
So
probably they usually have like don't do EP Chinese because they have awful. Well, it.
Okay.
They're like more expensive.
Why do I keep having?
The other closer place is China One on Riders, over by the Acme.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's fine.
That one's good.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Ross, are you getting internet right now?
Yep.
Pull
up the menu.
Yeah, if you could pull up the.
Are we gonna order like?
Should we do family style or should we just?
That's what I was wondering.
I prefer family style, but what
four
do you
things
guess?
In a fried rice or something.
Yeah, like
yeah.
That sounds
that's
like
usually
a really
cheaper.
Good
idea. And,
yeah.
You know, otherwise it's like, oh, I ordered my gigantic thing, right?
Yeah.
Can't finish
and
it.
And I can't finish it. Whereas somebody.
And I don't have work this week, so I don't need to worry about lunches.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't go to work.
What?
This week? Why not?
Because I work at a school. We have this week off.
Nice.
And then we're on for August. And then, yeah.
What kind
extended,
of school is it?
Extended school year. It's a school for kids with autism. They can't take off the whole summer. It would screw them over. Like,
right.
So bad.
Back, like, too many steps back.
Yeah, exactly. They'd lose,
it
like,
was a lot of progress.
Progress.
Yeah, I understand.
So, like, we have 1 week off in June. We have 2 weeks off in August.
Okay. That's still good.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
What's
that's
the name
why,
of it?
Like, huh?
EP Chinese.
No, China
Epic.
One.
China One.
Yeah,
EB
Chinese
China
is the one
you
don't go to.
China One near Dylan.
Riders Lane.
did you type in Dylan the house?
Near.
Riders Lane menu.
Well, actually, yeah. Google Maps has a thing, like, near location. If you save an address, I think that you say Dylan's house.
Yeah, you can name it. You can name
yeah.
it.
It'll check
yeah,
it
no,
out.
I talk
oh,
to
yeah.
Google. I'm like, give me food near my house, and it understands. Cool.
Oh yeah, I've had the, like I've asked Google. I'll be like, how long will it take me to get to this place?
Mm.
And then it'll tell me. I'm like, that's so great. Thank you, Google.
That's where my butt thing is, dude. My butt thing came back, by the way. Oh, careful.
Your butt thing?
Yeah, my butt.
Yeah,
thing.
Dylan does
yeah,
not know about your butt thing.
Oh, you don't know about the butt thing?
No.
I have another. It's
I'll
another.
Put it there.
It's
great.
A problem.
Great.
The cyst.
It's like a cyst right above my butthole.
So are you
it's okay.
Your
I have, like, skin fungus.
I finished.
You finished.
It was a 10-day.
Yeah.
How?
Okay.
I don't know.
Any improvements?
I spent too much time outside.
Yeah,
it
drained on its own, and...
That's just like ringworm.
Yeah, I have ringworm on my arm. But then also, like,
so
a spot on my thigh, which is, like, called jock itch or whatever,
really
but it's probably the same
like,
thing.
Yeah, it's probably
it just, like, showed up, and it probably got on my hand, and then I scratched my arm, and then I scratched my crotch, and then...
With gauze.
Yay!
Yay.
Like,
I have a fungus.
Procedure.
Yeah.
Does it spread when you
yeah.
fart?
It's gonna feel.
Because
like
you farted near Aros. Or sorry, Ross.
No.
Yeah, you know, I like the surgeon.
Dude,
he was a cool guy.
Find,
are you still talking
you
about the butt thing?
Oh, hell yeah. Don't worry. Look, it's right here.
The butt says?
Yeah. What the hell am I doing here? Okay. I'm confused. But,
here, view menu, right there.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
There you
go.
Lunch
we can't
special.
Do lunch specials, because it's definitely not lunch time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
it's a floppy.
Okay,
Jedi.
So just, like...
Imagine a floppy lightsaber.
Don't order four things of breaded chicken, and I'll be good.
So don't order anything breaded.
Yeah.
Get the breaded,
okay,
breaded dinner special.
Just like the plain stir-fried stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
sounds good.
How about
like
so
the beef
something
with broccoli?
With broccoli.
Like
beef with broccoli.
Beef
solid.
Or chicken? Fine. Yeah.
Beef with chicken.
Beef
and no, they have that beef and chicken broccoli.
Oh really?
Oh, that's fine.
Chicken
fine.
Broccoli.
What fried rice?
Vegetable
roast pork chicken.
I'll have chicken. Can we have chicken?
Yeah.
Let's
get
okay.
Chicken. Pint or quart?
Hold on, I don't know yet.
Quart.
Chicken fried
one.
Rice.
Yeah, quart.
Chicken fried rice. Yeah. Beef broccoli stuff.
Yo, I hate iTunes.
Let's get.
Is it freezing?
What else did you say? Beef with the chicken broccoli. Beef with broccoli.
Beef broccoli. Beef and broccoli.
Broccoli. Large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's up?
Everything large.
Next, hit me with it.
What should we do?
Basil. You don't eat pork still, right?
Yeah, I won't eat pork.
Okay, so we don't have to order pork.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Can we get a vegetable thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
And a chicken.
With vegetable special.
A chicken thing.
Yes.
All right, so pick a chicken thing. Chicken.
Chicken with, how about?
Something with, you know, chicken with garlic sauce is fine.
That sounds
is
good.
Is Hunan chicken the one with black beans?
No.
No? What's
that's
one?
Usually chicken with black beans.
Oh, you're right. It is. Oh, yeah, that one. I like that one.
I've never
or
had
we
black
get,
beans.
Then don't get that one.
No, I've never had it.
No,
it's
just,
like
they're
it?
Just black.
No,
no black bean sauce.
Yeah, black
like,
bean
most
sauce.
Most of it's sauce, and then
yeah.
There might
it's
be beans
like,
there. You just
yeah. You guys decide. I'll probably have whatever. Honestly,
or get the I don't know.
What's better, Szechuan or Hunan chicken?
Yeah.
Szechuan is usually spicy.
Oh.
They're both marked as spicy.
Oh really?
Yeah, let's do Szechuan.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Szechuan's
sometimes
good.
They bread it, but like if one of them's breaded out of the
I'm gonna,
plate,
I'll
I don't
ask.
Care.
I'll ask. Or whoever's gonna
yeah.
Order.
I think the Szechuan is less likely to be breaded.
Yeah.
I've seen
okay.
Hunan chicken be
breaded. Yeah.
Large. Okay. The
and
last thing. What do you want?
A vegetable.
All right, vegetable and vegetable.
Well, they don't have like a mixed veggie with tofu. That's what I want.
Oh, bean curd. That's Hunan bean.
You like
curd.
Home style bean curd, something like that.
There is a bean curd.
Can you
home
do
style.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's good.
That one.
Do it.
Okay,
yeah.
Do that one.
What is it? Sorry, say again.
Bean
curd
home
style.
Yeah. Oh.
Dun 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 dun.
Cool.
Dun dun dun.
Are we gonna send someone to pick up, or do we want to do delivery?
I can go pick it up.
Are you sure you won't get lost here?
It's just down Rider's Lane.
Yeah,
oh,
as
okay.
Long as I can GPS.
If you know you can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you know Rider's Lane.
Okay, so all these come with white rice, by the way. I'm pretty sure.
Then maybe we don't need the fried rice.
Or why don't I just get like...
We want to get it anyway. Or get noodles instead.
What do you guys think? I don't... I'm trying
yeah,
to...
Yeah, get noodles
pure.
Instead.
Huh?
Get noodles instead and then get everything
rice.
White rice?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
For noodles, get the noodles with noodles.
Noodles with noodles?
Let's see what noodles they have.
Alright, let me
we
go
have this
to the
Singapore.
Noodle section.
Down.
Oh
my god.
There.
This is so
no,
odd.
Over.
This
other side.
This is
like
this,
this is ever
in
this is the
no. The opposite direction.
The directions were unclear.
Down there.
Nope.
There.
So fun. Eros. Section. Wait.
Eros.
Soft rice noodles?
Eros. No, Eros.
Yeah.
Eros.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, no,
no,
how about the spaghetti?
No. No, that wait, stop there.
Beef Taofeng.
Taofeng is good.
No, but that's... But that's
no, all those noodles are rice noodles. Get what you want.
Really?
That's good.
Okay.
Taofeng and...
Roast
those are
pork.
Just like thick rice noodles or...
That's the
thin
flat
rice
noodles.
Noodles.
The Taofeng's
the... Taofeng, yeah.
How about we do shrimp? We don't have any shrimp.
Shrimps? Don't do shrimp.
Okay, don't do shrimp. No, fuck shrimp.
Hmm?
No one likes
shrimp. Shrimp farming is awful. And destroys
oh.
Everything.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Oliver won't eat the pork. No, we're doing beef or chicken. Do the beef chow fun.
How special.
Oh, how special?
How special
chow
fun
or mei fun?
Yes,
yeah,
how
special.
Yeah,
how special.
It'll have, like, a bunch of stuff. And
yeah,
you
we'll
just
have
a
it might
stuff.
Have pork, though.
It doesn't matter.
Just,
okay.
I mean...
As long as I don't eat the pork.
You can just say no pork, but also it doesn't matter. Because... He
just said it. Yeah.
I'm just going to repeat everything.
Epidestiny style.
I am Eros.
See?
This is Bryce's interpretation of Culatari.
This is a true fighting style of Culatari. Capoeira.
This whole time, this is actually what it looks like.
Do you want me to order?
Yes, please.
I have my ordering voice on right now.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm ready.
While we're still doing things,
mm-hmm.
Was there anything else that changed with Ever when you upgraded him?
There's a thing I think called spirit eyes. If the spirit is around, Ever can roll twice for perception. I didn't get to fully through the list.
That's fine. I'll write that in.
Sunday or it's Monday, right?
It's Monday.
What is called something eyes?
I believe it's spirit eyes.
I'm ordering. Just quick. Hang up on that. I didn't. How special? Chow fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beef with broccoli, lard with white rice.
Yeah.
Szechuan chicken.
If we do delivery, then we have to pay the tip, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So yeah, we'll send someone. What with white rice, and then bean curd, home style. How special? White rice. Got it.
It's just
throwing down.
It's
baby.
Just home style. Not
home style. How special?
You're gonna be
no,
so confused.
No, you're wrong.
Home fries, house special.
Listen up.
House
give
fries?
Us that house home style.
House home. Is house
give
home
that
is,
house home.
House home is hyphenated, curds. Right?
Only curds.
All the curds.
I want the noodles on noodles.
Messy, messy.
Messy, messy.
The house special noodles.
I'm gonna say it, I know it.
How's it going? Pick up, please. Can I get a house special chow fun, please? Beef with broccoli, large with white rice. Yeah, that comes with white rice.
I might have heard everything I'm just doing over here.
Does it come with it? No, just the large, just the, like the. It says beef with white rice here. For the, and like a quart, like a quart.
You don't need to say white rice.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just come.
So a quart of beef with broccoli, white rice. A quart of Szechuan chicken. Okay. And a quart of bean curd house. Bean curd home style. That's it. Ross, R-O-S-S. 20 minutes? Okay. Thank you, bye.
This is the best.
She's like, what? Did you want?
20 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Alright.
Oh, we're gonna switch back? Okay.
So... the question I had was, what is Varossus doing?
Varossus is sitting
like,
bound. Like, he's
like a dog?
He's sitting, squatting down, but he's kind of ready to move, and he's looking around. He keeps... what's that?
In the meantime...
oh, my goodness.
Infinite watermelon.
Nice.
Oh, my
unlimited
goodness.
Watermelon works.
Okay.
Maybe not put it here.
Yeah,
right in the middle.
Right in the
middle. All the computers and dice.
It'll explode and line our computers.
Okay.
All right, let me switch back to the music.
Yeah.
The all right,
music. Let's resume the scene.
Okay. Let's go back.
Okay.
So the party orders Chinese food. Well,
it's not wrong. All right, so Varossus is on all fours, but he'll look at and he's not wearing his skin mask. So you see his cheeks and his forehead and all parts of his face.
Is he scared?
No, he's very alert. Jova, he's not struggling against Jova's chain, but he looks at the banshee.
Okay, so
he
does
looks,
notice the banshee.
He looks at Jova. And then he looks at Q.
Huh? He's looking at me?
Who?
Me. Is it recording on?
It's still on, right? Can you double check?
Wait,
it's on.
Looking?
Yeah.
It's on.
Who's looking?
Varossus.
Varossus is on all fours, kind of splayed out. You can see that there are mouths on his hand. There's teeth visibly, like, sometimes grinding, things like that, as it moves around. But it looks at the banshee, looks at Jova, and it'll look back at Q. And it'll look back at the banshee. And it's very alert right now.
Is Varossus willing to attack the banshee?
You cannot tell.
Okay.
You it's hard to tell what this creature even is, let alone what its intentions are. From, like, it's not like the mouths are saying, "I'll attack."
Yeah. What's the aftermath after the attack?
Oh, with the banshee. This is true.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something that Q notices.
Okay.
But
then Eros attacks.
Okay. Does Q say that aloud at all?
No, I would be like,
I have the things.
Yeah, Varossus, you would be like, what is Varossus doing? He's looking straight at me. Mm.
Okay. When it hits, the banshee screeches a little bit and reels. It's turned from joy to kind of a frown.
Not anger.
And kind of irritated.
Rattled.
Rattled.
And growing.
Growing,
just kind of like just infuriated, and you feel yourself, the ground pushed away quite a bit, and she moves backward. And the fog grows.
What happens to my spirit who was next to her? Is it left where it was?
It's left where it was, and it's like she's moving backwards, but the world is moving for her. She looks around, and she says something like, "I thought we were going to be nice." So you feel this strange sadness, but she lifts her head and pauses as if she's listening to something. As if there's music that only she can hear. The air feels like it's growing heavier and denser. The fog is very thick. And walls appear within the fog. Sealing you off from the area.
Completely sealed off, not even her.
They're just appearing. She's within this area.
Wow.
The only thing you can tell about these walls, they're tall as far as you can see, covered in fog. But there's this dullness to them. A sort of dull feeling, as if they are heavy iron. Or maybe brass. And she eyes Eros and grabs the crossbow bolt and pulls it through her throat and discards it.
Gonna give it back?
Metal hands come out of the ground and quickly wrap themselves around Eros's ankles.
There's no time to escape?
There is no... It's tiny hands, but they're all just wrapping around his ankles. And they pull him into the ground ever so slightly.
Oh my god. Yo.
So it's about to his knees.
So Eros is like...
It grabs, and it's not like it's... It's crawling out of the ground, grabs and pulls him to the knees. So,
guys, this is less than preferred. Come on. Pick it up. In the ground. Do they keep pulling? Like, is he just slowly sinking?
No, it stops there and locks
stuck
him in place.
The ground. Does this happen to anybody else?
No.
Just Eros.
She only focused on Eros.
How far away is she now?
I would say she's approximately 40 feet. Oh, no. Yes, 40 feet or so away. And we're going to take a break there because I'm also very hungry.
Okay, cool.
So Eros has managed...
I'm stuck in the ground. I'm already in a hole. I'm starting the combat in a hole.
Great.
Who knows if it's combat?
Well, yeah, right?